Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I am your host, Codust, and we have our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene. How are you, Miss Jolene?
I'm just fine, Codust, and happy Mother's Day to everybody today.
Absolutely, Jolene. It is Mother's Day, and we must say happy Mother's Day also to the fathers out there and grandparents that are also having to be the mother to so many things, man. Happy Mother's Day. Oh, my. Sorry, I'm getting a beep.
Beep, beep. I hear it. Beep, beep.
Yeah. He's forgot. It's like, whoops, hang on. And let me tell my oldest son to tell his father that I'm on the radio. MJ, tell your dad I'm on the radio, baby. He's just calling mom here. Oh, my. All right, we're going to get started because we actually only have a 30-minute show today. 30-minute show. 30-minute show tomorrow. So we're going to get started with our birthdays. Jonathan Dimmick, happy birthday to you. Stacy Clark, happy birthday to you, Mr. Stacy Clark. Penny Ford, happy birthday. And Miss Heather Campbell, big shout out. And the way Heather works, I bet you Heather's working up there in Lexington today. And then Sophia Joseph Zara, happy birthday. And that is my Facebook friends and family birthday. Miss Jolene, do you happen to have any?
No, I don't have any today.
Famous birthdays. Harry Truman. Harry Truman was born on this day in 1884. Passed away in 1972. He was the 33rd president. Melissa Gilbert is 52 years old today. It's like, wow, 52 years old. I said, she's same age as us, Jolene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don Rickles is 90 years old today. 90 years old. So happy birthday to Don Nichols. Rickles. Yeah, 90
alive?
Years old, Jolene.
Wow.
Still alive.
Awesome.
Day in history. On this day in 1945, V-E Day is celebrated in America. And Britain, it rejoiced in the defeat of the Nazi war machine. I said, well, damn, I guess they forgot, because I don't see nobody celebrating now that VE Day. It didn't last for very long, did it?
Because,
you know, maybe they'll do it tomorrow or something. But no, according to the day in history, it was on this day in 1945. Question of the day. We had a couple of people that answered on the question of the day. The question of the day, great answers from you folks out there, and we appreciate you folks playing along and answering the stuff. How long is cannabis detected in a person's body? Chuck Malin with the Herd Mentality, big shout out to you, Chuck. He says, we are born with endocannabinoids, so it varies with an age. I say that's a great answer. Mike Lane says, and body fat. That's another great answer. And then Veda Thomas, she says, till it goes away. And that's true. Miss Jolene, do you want to chime in on anything of it?
No, not really. I mean, they're about right. I think it varies from person to person. Depends on your height, your weight. You know, it depends on a lot of things. So I don't know.
Absolutely, Jolene. They said with the answer, it would depend on your weight. It would depend on your body fat, your percentage and amount of frequency, the types of cannabis that you would be using, you know, because of the different strains, as well as the person's metabolism and the state of health. Your state of health can also affect it. But now, the number one thing the doctors tell you is that, yeah, it does. THC somehow stores up in the body fats. You know, that's how they're so easy to find it. If you, the less body fat you have on you, the harder it is, they say, for them to find it on you. In you. How cool is that? So, welcome to the show, Pioneer Paula. Do you happen to have any birthdays?
Hey, Paula.
I haven't looked because I've had a busy, busy day.
Well, that's good, Paula.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't even nothing. Like, Christina brought me French toast this morning all the way. She drove like 11 miles the wrong direction to church to bring me French toast this morning. So I got to talk to my little pumpkin, and I got a Mother's Day card and French toast, so that was cool. And then Sam comes, so that was cool. And then Sarah come after Sam come. She's here now, and we cleaned out the swimming pool. And the dogs don't even want to go and get in the swimming pool now that it's clean. What the fuck? But and then Michaela will come tonight after everybody gone. And I've heard from every child except, no, Daniel yet. But I've heard from his girlfriend and Noah's girlfriend and Noah. So it's all been good. And talked to all my grandchildren and got some really cool shit. So it's all been cool.
Oh, that's great.
Right.
Happy Mother's Day to Paula.
Yeah, thank you. Happy Mother's Day to y'all, too.
Absolutely, Paula. Glad you're having a good one. Yeah. We've got a bitch session here, and this is, I guess this is in Knott County. I don't know if this is in Knott County. I'm taking it. Maybe it is. My friend, it says, this is Roderick Rhodes. He is the head of the coach of the boys, Cordoia school basketball team. Thank you, Jolene. Cordia. Because, you know, you say things different. Me and Hank was talking about that. I call the place where my family's from Oneida. It's Oneida. A lot of people call it Oneida. I'm like, what the fuck is Oneida? It's Oneida, man. No, it's like, no, the way it's, but, you know, we all say shit wrong. Anyhow.
Like potato and potato. Tomato and tomato.
This is Cordia. Right. I know for a fact. This is Cordia.
Right. Absolutely. I know Jolene would know to help chime in on this. He has took these kids to state championship. Many players who have graduated from Cordia. Is that right, Jolene?
Cordia.
Boy, I'll get that in a minute. He did it with scholarships into college. He got them with scholarships into college. He's helped to shape these kids with wonderful human beings. However, the superintendent of the Knox County Schools, Miss Kim King, chose to not renew Mr. Rhodes' contract for the 2017 school year based solely on the fact that she doesn't like Roderick. So her and her big pal, Jonathan Mullins, principal of the school there, he's a gentleman who's worked maybe 30 days out of a 150-day school year, plotted against Mr. Rhodes and the kids to release Roderick. She is a racist bigot who has made several remarks about Mr. Rhodes. Roderick has worked hard along with Miss Alice Whitaker to bring underprivileged children to Lots Creek, Kentucky, where they live alongside of Miss Whitaker and Roderick and their dorm parents in hopes of giving these children an education, a chance to attend college, and a chance for a better life. And I just got a text that these kids are extremely poor and they're in extreme poverty. So, I mean, it's a great thing that this guy's been doing. I'm sorry. They want them to have a chance to attend college and a chance at a better life. They say it's truly sad when someone uses their position to hurt children. It takes a low human being to hurt children. I am a graduate of Cordelia School. I hope I said that right.
The way it's spelled. It's pronounced the way it's C-O-R-D-I-A. Cordia.
Cordia. You're okay, Jolene. I made me a note. And I know firsthand we are a family. The school was founded on the basis that any child who wanted an education would be able to receive one. Mrs. King is angry that Cordia, got it right, beat the basketball team and her family is associated with. And so she sold out the whole group of kids all over a basketball game. The good school administrator, Roderick, has worked day and night helping these kids. He's sacrificed his own resources to do for them. And is this what an administrator does? They sell out because of someone's skin color or the fact that they beat you in a game. She's allowed several students during a game to hang nooses from other children's names and signs under them. It's like, wow, this woman does sound racist. I mean, you know, you're putting signs.
Nooses on their what?
She's allowed several students during a game to hang nooses with the children's names on signs under them. And they proceed to say that they're just having fun. No, that's not just having fun. That's wrong any way you slice it. And this has to stop. And things only change when we stand up against the injustices in the world and make them change. And we have to take a stand. These kids and Roderick need our help more than ever. And so tonight at 6:30 tonight at Cordia Library, they're going to be there to discuss a plan of action that they're going to be doing rallies next week. And they need as many people as they can get to come out there. And they're saying they're planning on doing a hunger strike in protest to help save this coach's job. So, my God. I mean,
he's an incredible coach. I mean, he's going out of his way to help these children, and somebody's trying to knock him out of that. That's pitiful. That's awful.
I was just sent a text that some of these children are from Africa and New York and in really bad situations, and they bring them there, I guess, and, you know, really help, you know, to show them a different happiness of an education and a life, you know, and I guess this lady has just got upset over his team beat their team, and he is a black man, and I mean,
they need to get rid of her ass. They need to get rid of her ass.
You know, it's like,
if she's racist, how is she going to treat the children if she's treating, you know, this man like this? How is she going to treat the children? Somebody that, you know, is racist against skin color, children, grown ups, or whatever, doesn't need to be a principal of a school.
Oh, I know, Jolene. I agree. I mean, right there, I mean, you're hanging signs on with nooses around their neck with signs on their with names and with different names that they're putting on these signs, I take it, and things. I mean, you know, I mean, how humiliating is that? I mean, what kind of shit's going on
That is towards just children, right?
Yes, it's my understanding it's towards the black children. Yes, Jolene.
Well,
and,
to
you know,
me, that's
very
sort of like a KKK thing. You know, you're going to hang me, you know, a hanging? Really? Kids?
Right.
Oh, man.
Well, and this is I don't know if that is a private school? Or Jolene, do you know anything about the school? Is that a private or is that a state-funded school?
I don't know
if you're out there listening or not, Misty, but can you tell me, is it a private school? Is it state-funded? Because, I mean, man, if you're getting any kind of state or federal funding, then I don't think you're allowed to do all that kind of stuff. You're supposed to be keeping your personal opinions to yourself and teaching what they tell you to teach.
Well, I mean, you damn sure don't hang nooses with, you know, children's name on it. That's just outrageous.
Oh, I don't know what they're teaching these people anymore. It's like, man, what are they teaching our children, you know?
Oh,
it's
no
like,
shit.
Man.
No shit. It's sad. It really is. It's sad.
Well, you know, there were some bad storms that come through Kentucky yesterday. I mean, they got hit pretty hard in Frankfort. They got hit in London pretty hard. You know, it's just in certain spots, you know, that it was hitting them pretty hard. I mean, and things. And I mean, it shows you how quickly something can do to change something. You know, it doesn't take long for something to change everything, you know.
Mm-hmm. Blink of an eye.
I'm always thankful. Getting to being thankful, that's the new little thankful thing that Facebook has. It's a little purple flower, and when you hit it, all these flowers go up your phone. At least it does mine. I got all these flowers running all over my phone everywhere. And I just think it's the coolest button. But I said, how long can we keep the thankful button before it offends somebody?
I don't know why they would, you know, they don't have to use it if they don't like it.
Well, I'm like you, Jolene. I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, that ain't for me, so it doesn't offend me or bother me. But, you know, it's sort of like we're in a time now, though, not everybody else is like that. If they're against it, then they're offended by it. And, you know, it's like, oh, no, it's just the worst thing ever was. It's like,
yeah,
hey.
It's supposed to, if they don't like it, everybody else is supposed to change it because, you know, one person doesn't like it. I wish they had a fuck you button and a puke button. I do.
I'm all for the fuck you button myself. A finger, a middle finger.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that'd be cool as hell. Let's just put us a fuck you button up on there with a middle finger that flies up, you know. Or,
cute. You said,
or a puke button. Yeah. I mean, you know,
yeah,
what the hell, why not?
Little green face puking. That'd be cute.
Well, I never could understand why they did that. One time they were going to do a dislike button, and they didn't do a dislike button. What happened to that? Because they felt like the dislike button was going to be too offensive?
Probably. Yeah.
Well, you know, to me, if somebody's that sensitive, they don't need to be on Facebook to begin with. Because you're going to see all kinds of shit on Facebook.
Absolutely. Somebody was telling me something earlier about it's a conversation I was in, as a matter of fact, and we were talking about, you know, if you feel threatened, I guess is the way to put it, if you feel threatened or feel like somebody is after you, you know, one of the best things to do is to throw all this shit on Facebook. Because, hell, you want shit like that to go viral. I mean, you know, to me, if I've got proof of something that I say and I feel threatened or feel like I could be harmed in any way, the first damn place I'm going to do it is I'm going to put it all over social media. I'm not just going to Facebook it. I'm going to Twitter the hell out of it.
Yeah, everybody definitely see it.
You know, yeah. You know, it's like, hey, you know, I'm scared for my life, you know. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm being threatened or something, you know. Hell, I'd put it right out there, you know. I don't know. Happy Mother's Day once again to all you wonderful, lovely mothers and fathers and grandmothers and all you people out there that are having to be a parent. There's no harder job in my eyes than being a parent, whether it be a mother or a father. It is one of our hardest battles that we do. Big shout out to Randall Bland, Jared Allway, Luke Webinga. Big shout out to you, Luke, Pioneer Paula, my co-host, Miss Jolene, the love of my life, and to the guest listener out there and to Misty Smith. Big shout out to you, Misty. Thank you all so much. We appreciate it. Appreciate you people. And it's that time, Paula. Are you ready?
I sure am.
Jolene was ready way before the show even started.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, I've been able to partake all day, so it's good, but I'm ready.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Right, Paul, that's been a good one for you then, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've been just blessed, just really blessed.
Oh, that's great. I say we're thankful, be thankful, and blessed at always, even in the bad times. But we're going to take a break, folks.
I got some chores done that I needed done, too, that I needed help with, some quick chores. So, yeah, it all worked out good.
It's
but I'm ready to light the joint.
All right, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 4:20 here with Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Riley. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Take us away, Miss Jolene.
Woo-hoo! Test, test, test.
They're getting off of work, I'm getting on my boat. Right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. Living for today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today.
Yeehaw. Hey. Little song. Great little song. Everybody feels down out, I think.
Well, yeah. Sarah said I'm walking outside. It's like, cool. I've got 7 Mother's Day cards this year and a little sprout-like thing from Pumpkin. And two of the Mother's Day cards come from the cats. One came from Hercules, the grandpuppy. One came from my granddaughters. And then Sarah, and then Sam and Jeremy, and then Christina and Neil, and then Pumpkin was. I got to see little Pumpkin today. So yeah, it's been very blessed, and none of it was really planned at all.
Oh,
that makes
wow!
It even better. It makes it even better.
I mean, I knew Sam was coming over today, but that's all I knew. You know, at some point Sam was coming over today, and you know, having it with me, and then with Jeremy's mom in the afternoon. That's all I knew. So, but yeah, it's all been
all right.
Just.
That's nice.
Right. Yeah, it is nice. I actually talked to my mother earlier, and I didn't know you had to go spend any time with my mother. And Hank's mother is in Florida, but I am fixing to go out the door here in a few minutes, and we're going to have some dinner with both of my sons because my youngest son misses his mother.
Oh.
So I was like, okay. Well,
I talked to my mother, and I talked to my son, and my husband's coming to take me to dinner this evening after work. So
that'd be cool too.
Yeah.
Cold up there. Have you got a pretty day?
That's what I was fixing today. I was fixing new weather, Paula.
Yeah.
It is 66 and cloudy here with me, Miss Jolene.
Here in Utah, it sucks. It's 48 degrees and light rain.
Man, I did tough out. I got 87 and a little breeze and sunshiny and just the most beautiful day.
Oh, Paul, that sounds wonderful to me. That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, Sarah done cleaned out the puppy swimming pool, and that was nasty. That took a while, and we had to try to re-level it. And then the dogs don't want to get in it, so here we are.
they
were scared of the water hose.
They got scared of the water hose real quick. They'll be getting in that thing come June, July, and August, you can bet.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
They're getting shit out of the water hose. They didn't know what was coming after them.
Events. The only thing I see on events is actually Jelly Roll on Thursday night at Cosmic Charlie's. Jelly Roll's going to be there, and I'm actually going to be there. I'm excited. I'm so excited. It's at 388 Woodland Avenue in Lexington. And the show starts in 4 days, and it starts at 10. So I don't know if that's exactly when Jelly Roll will come on the stage or what, but
looking forward to that. Band, comedian, or what's Jelly Roll?
Jelly Roll is, of course, I've had the song up on here before and played it. He done a song with Lil White and Jess Whitley, which is Keith Whitley's son, How We Rode Down Here or something like that, and things, of course. I mean, Jelly Roll is from out of Tennessee, and he is known as a big rapper is what he was known as, but he's actually, he's got a child now, and he spent some time in prison, Jelly Roll did, and when he came out, he sort of turned his life around, and so now he's got an actual band and stuff, and where he done that and changed his life around and became spiritual-like, a lot of his fans and people started hating on him. And I said, well, you know, that's no reason to hate the man. I liked some of his music before, and I'm looking forward to hearing his new music that he's got. I have heard one that he wrote for his mother about how much he loved his mother and appreciated his mother and his child and how he's turned his life around and things. And I was like, you know, I'm going to support this guy. I mean, absolutely. So. You know, great guy. I mean, like I say, I mean, he's a hell of a musician to in my eyes. And I'm not going to hate on him and turn against him like a lot of his fans did. But a lot of fans, yes, because where he won't sling the take and pick a gun up and shoot somebody in the head or something like that. You know, he's not slinging that kind of language and sort of violence-like, I guess, that you could say. He's not you know, he's just changed everything around. So, yeah.
Well, you know, he'll be the winner in the long run. You know, those wasn't true fans anyway, if they do shit like that. So he's better off without them anyway.
Right, and we can see that music fans are the worst people anyhow. I mean, you know, they'll love you one minute and hate you the next second, you know. It's like, hey, remember June the 2nd, George Clinton. George Clinton, what is he, 89 years old? George Clinton is going to be in Diamonds in Louisville, Kentucky. What a chance for that. And, man, VIP tickets, they've only got 50 of them, are only $60 for VIP tickets to see George Clinton. How cool would that be? Hanging out with George Clinton.
I don't know who that is. The Atomic Dog.
He's the dog guy. He sings the dog song. The dog. You know the dog song, don't you, Jolene?
No, I don't.
Jolene don't know who George Clinton is. You have to check him out on YouTube. He's the dog. I know you've heard that. He sings bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow, wow, wow. Yeah, he's the dog man.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah. Okay.
George Clinton. He's the funk daddy, George Clinton.
Don't get me wrong. I like all that music, too, you know, some of it. But I'm basically a country girl. But, I mean, hell, I like the old rock. I like the old stuff.
Right.
So a lot of this new shit I don't know nothing about, but I do like it when I hear it, a lot of it. I really do.
Love you, ladies, and we're out of time, and we'll be back tomorrow. God bless. Happy Mother's Day, and take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Have a great day.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping, a little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.